Haywire. Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Jenny, Wodonga, Victoria, Wavaroo and Dudaroa country.
I grew up in a family with three generations of business in the south of Vietnam. I'm the oldest in my family. I felt an invisible pressure like a heavy stone on my shoulders, afraid my family would be disappointed in me if I didn't follow in their footsteps. But I have always loved drawing. It makes me feel calm, free. I read manga. I love the process of how the author draws the characters. Growing up, I joined Facebook groups of artists to learn more about drawing. I watch YouTube videos and TikToks of people who love drawing and started copying them. I didn't have much opportunity to buy lots of colors, so I mainly drew on my phone with my finger. But one day, my grandpa told me, "You won't amount to anything if you pursue art." He wanted me to do business. I'll study hard and find a job that makes a lot of money. A job that makes him proud of me, that he thought was useful. My school in Vietnam also didn't think art subjects were important. There was one art class a week. Art was just a hobby, not a serious thing that children need to spend time on. Living with the tediousness of subjects I didn't like, I lost my passion for art. Then one day, my parents gave me the opportunity to find myself again in a completely new country called Australia. We came to Wodonga. Here, there's more than one art class a week, and I get to paint with more colors. People encourage me to focus on what I liked rather than what would make me more money. When I draw myself, I can see myself better. I spent months working on a self-portrait and I won an award at school for it. As I stood on stage, the applause gave me an invisible power that swept away all my worries. My favorite thing is to draw cartoon characters on Procreate on my iPad. After a long day, I draw in my room. It gives me time to think. I put instrumental music on and use my imagination. I draw pictures for my friends and relatives for their birthdays. I like how my art can make people around me feel happy. I think I can still help people and do useful things through art.
abc.net.au/haywire